أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا صدق الله العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى says وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين and we had made the night and the day two distinct signs فمحونا آية الليل then we obliterate we blot out the sign of the night وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة and we make the sign of the day something which you can see لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ so that you may seek, you may search the fadl, the bounty from your Rabb وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ and so that you will know the counting of the years وَالْحِسَابِ and that of reckoning. In the previous verse, immediately before this, Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا making reference to the fact that sometimes man in his haste will invoke the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon him by asking for something that is not good for him. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Isra, that is the night journey of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Related to both, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the night and the day, both being signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More particularly to the ayah just before this, that like how after night comes day and after day comes night, that alternating of day and night are very great signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whereby we recognize these signs of Allah, we recognize the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, in this, there are some very many messages that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala delivers to us. One important message is that life is such, there are going to be difficulties, Allah make it easy for each and every person, and there is going to be ease, there's going to be comfort, there's going to be prosperity. Just like how the night and the day follows each other, like that difficulties and ease is part of the life of a human being. So when the darkness of night sets in, a person cannot see the end of it, a person cannot see the day, the light, and when the light of the day comes, the person does not see the darkness. Like that, one needs to understand that the night does come to an end. Difficulties, trials, tribulations would come to an end. The light of the day, a person can see, and hence one enjoys, and one enjoys that comforts and luxuries of Allah. One should make shukr to Allah in the ease and comforts that Allah has given, and one should make sabr and turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, seeking forgiveness from Allah. Then some ulama, like the honorable commentator here of this kitab, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, has brought about another perspective, that when we have darkness, a person cannot generally see in the darkness of night, such is the life of this dunya. A person cannot see sometimes the light of hidayat from Allah, the light of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and during the day a person can see, and that is akhirat. It should never happen to a person that his eyesight, his vision is obliterated, it is blinded, that a person cannot see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about with regards to the Akhirah. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that Allah created the day mubasiratan for one to see لِتَبْتَهُ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ so that you may earn, you may seek, you may pursue that fadl, that grace from your Rabb. In other words, the sustenance that we require, we need, and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed in our taqdeer. وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. And this is another aspect of the ayah, that night and day comes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through that gives us that amount of intellectual faculties so that we can count days, we can count months. And it is by these days and months that there are the orders and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lunar year, insofar as our fasting is concerned, insofar as our hajj and our zakat is concerned, and by the sun we will calculate the times of our salat, and also that of hisab, that when a person needs to make any kind of hisab, he has the option of the lunar year, he has the option of the solar year. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and we have made distinct, absolutely distinct, each and everything, like the night and the day. Everything is made clear by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala insofar as the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.